Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 through 22. The Reverend Roy Askins is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Ephesians chapter 2. Therefore, remember that at one time, you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands. Remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. And he came and preached to you peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who are near. For through him we both have access in one Spirit to the Father. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The life of a stranger and alien, the life of one who does not belong to the community, is a life of wandering. Abraham left his life of belonging, a life perhaps in buildings and houses, for one of wandering and tents, a life of walking. The people of Israel themselves wandered as strangers and aliens through the wilderness en route to the promised land. Even today, strangers and aliens typically have a sense of mobility, of impermanence, of a nomadic life. What we know of this word stranger in the text here, it has the sense of foreigner. Not simply just stranger danger, there's a random guy on my porch, but actually the sense of a foreigner, one who does not belong in this particular community. And foreigners and aliens are by definition those who have traveled from a different country to this country, and they maintain their citizenship in that other country. They are by definition wanderers. Now, at this point, it is tempting to move into the political conversation, to talk about how we should be caring for the aliens among us, or we have failed to do so. But the fact of the matter is, St. Paul is not thinking here about political alliances or political citizenship. To be frank, he's actually not all that concerned about earthly citizenship, especially those to whom he writes. Instead, he wants them to know that regardless of their political citizenship, they belong to another kingdom. And in this other kingdom, they are not wandering, not walking lost through a foreign land as foreigners and aliens. No, they are instead built into a heavenly kingdom, a building of God's creation. That is, he has united them together. It would seem, given St. Paul's regular comments on unity in his letter to the Ephesians, that perhaps these Ephesians were struggling to be united to one another, or perhaps to broader church. In fact, later in chapter 4, he uses one of my favorite phrases when talking about our unity get together. He talks about unity in the bond of peace. It's kind of like chains binding you together in unity, and yet they're chains of peace. But we'll get to that later. I'm getting too excited and ahead of myself. In our text today, he reminds the Gentiles that they were at one time aliens. They were the uncircumcision. Because they did not have a mark in their flesh, a mark made by hands, they did not belong to the household of Israel. They always would be aliens and strangers, wanderers in a foreign land, if these foreign Gentiles, or if these Gentiles, wanted to walk among the people of Israel. But this changes. This changes when Christ enters into the flesh of mankind, and then by the marks made on His hands, He brings reconciliation and unity. That is, He brings the Gentiles into the kingdom of God. The hostility that once separated Jews and Gentiles, portrayed symbolically by a temple curtain that separated the Jews and the Gentiles, this hostility was abolished in His flesh and by the marks made in His flesh on His hands by His suffering and death. You see, this reconciliation between Jew and Gentile does not take place because of works done by us, but because the reconciliation that God bought, not with gold or silver, but by the precious blood of His Son. And this reconciliation unites those who are far off and those who are near, whether they are far off geographically, politically, culturally, linguistically, or any of the other myriad ways that we here attempt to separate ourselves from one another. You see, now because they are reconciled to God by the blood of Christ, those who are separated, those who were once far off, are no longer strangers and aliens walking in a foreign land, but the very household of God. Riffing on our passage from 1 Peter, our hymnist portrays this change from wandering strangers into the household of God in a very picturesque way. He uses the phrase, a house of living stones. That's what he calls the people of God, a house of living stones. This house of living stones stands in stark contrast to the alien and the stranger. The alien and the stranger walks alone, separate, individual, self-reliant, self-made. But a house of living stones, each stone depends upon the other. Each brick requires the brick below it to hold it in place, and the bricks on either side to stabilize it, and a brick on top to keep it where it is. And each brick is united and tied to the others through the mortar that cements them together. And beneath them all, in fact, at the very heart, as a cornerstone, and without which the entire house would fall, each and every brick needs a firm foundation. For the Ephesians, and also for you, this foundation is Jesus Christ and the proclamation of His name. The very same Jesus Christ who transforms you from wandering aliens and strangers into His people, into His house. You who were once far off, you have not merely wandered into this kingdom by chance, but you were chosen from before the foundation of the world to be built on this foundation of Jesus Christ into His temple. That is, you are His people, His house, a brick in His wall, not of individual identity and self-expression, but the living wall of God's temple, the place where His Spirit dwells. So it is that in Jesus Christ, it does not matter how the world divides us, with external marks and external signs, with passports or masks, with the color of our skin or the state of our foreskins. No, you are those reconciled to God by the blood of Jesus Christ. In Him, who is our peace, we are no longer those without hope, aliens wandering and lost, but we are those built into the holy house of God, His very dwelling place. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.